Opening at Spokane Civic Theater on Friday is a play called 2.0. It's expressed visually in two different ways, either the number two dot and then a zero, or the word two, the word point, and the word O-O-H. And that gives us a few ideas, I think, into this play that's happening in the studio theater. We're going to go right to one of the characters. Ron Ford will introduce himself very nicely and also give us some sense of what's about to happen in this play.
I'm Jerry Gold, and you're getting The Straight Story. Tonight we begin with the sudden and tragic death of Elliot Leeds, founder and chairman of computer industry giant Paradigm. His private jet went down in the Southern Pacific en route to Japan, where Leeds was scheduled to address the G7 summit on Friday. There were no survivors. Leeds was known the world over not only as a creative visionary of the tech world, but for the vast wealth he amassed through the meteoric rise of Paradigm. Forbes magazine has listed him as one of the 10 richest men in the world, with a net worth estimated to exceed $50 billion. That's billion with a B. In 2015, the federal government filed suit against Paradigm for antitrust violations. In response, Leeds tapped Catherine Powell, a high-profile Washington spinmeister, to be the company's chief communications officer and to restore its tarnished image.
Okay, the tarnished image, which we're about to find out. We're about to find where this all goes on the play 2.0, opening on Friday at Civic downstairs. Chris Woolley, you're the director of this play, and I don't know, there's something about you. You look like the generation and the age that can resonate with 2.0 and with the cyber world. Discuss this play from the point of view of the basic idea.
Okay, so we're looking at 2.0, and we have a character, Elliot Leeds. Kind of think of him like a Bill Gates, Steve Jobs type character.
Sure.
So he dies in that tragic plane crash that Ron just described as Jerry Gold.
By the way, Ron, we will be hiring you on the air.
Yeah, you've got a good voice, huh?
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
So Elliot dies, and that kind of sets up the show. First thing that happens is that he creates kind of this backup copy of himself. So Elliot version 2.0, so artificial intelligence. He comes back alive and tries to rekindle his relationship with his wife, take back over his company, and we get all sorts of shenanigans happening because of that.
Clearly. And that's a really terrific, we'll probably get into it later too, a terrific relevant thing of what is reality, how cyber is each of us becoming, and et cetera, that I assume runs through this whole play.
Definitely a reoccurring theme, yeah, of how much are we relying on technology? How much is too much? Where's kind of that line where we're looking at what is us? What is the computer creating? Who are we? What happens after you die? So we kind of discuss those questions throughout the show.
And I think it would be appropriate in anywhere, including and especially in the high money, high tech cyber world, that we get some strong characters so that we can get some good dramatic tension. So let's find out about Catherine Powell. Maybe she could introduce herself just with a little bit of the play right now. This is Julie Berghammer as Catherine Powell.
This is nothing but a malicious rumor spread by a disgruntled former employee. We continue to mourn the loss of our distinguished founder, Elliot Leeds, and we ask that you respect his memory by putting this ridiculous, morbid, urban legend to rest.
So there we go. And so clearly from your attitude, you're protecting somebody, you're protecting the company, the status quo. Who are you protecting with this?
Myself,
yourself,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, she's CEO now, so she wants to keep that.
Because if
going.
Anything else happens, then you'll lose your gravy train.
Exactly.
Okay. She's also paying a bit of damage control to trying to dispel the rumor that artificial intelligence can't exist. Mm-hmm. That it's more than just a computer program.
Yeah, and which again is pretty great from a CEO of a computer company.
Right.
All the times that anytime I get something on my computer that I don't like when Microsoft gives me a new program that I don't want, I still love yelling at Bill Gates even if he isn't there running it anymore. And so we're getting plenty of dramatic tension already coming between the cyber character who does or doesn't exist, and now I assume that there are people to whom it's going to benefit if they can prove that the cyber character exists. Is that correct?
Well, everybody kind of doubts that. That this type of artificial intelligence can exist, that it's more than just a computer that's running, and it's not just going a program that's executing code saying, oh, I need to respond to this when I have this prompt. So the characters are kind of trying to discover if this character can actually be real or if he's more than just lines of a code.
Yeah. Okay. And then Ron, you have a really cool role in this, don't you? Because as the Jerry Gold character, You can say what other people might be thinking in a certain way.
Certain other people. He doesn't think anything like me, but it's a lot of fun to play.
Well, no, we're taking.
We've seen a pundit radio and heard on TV. It's ripe for parody.
Sure, yeah, but defend Jerry Gold for a moment. I mean, what does he have? What does he have in it? He just needs to keep the pot boiling and keep everybody stirred up. Is that your basic MO as Jerry Gold?
Yeah, his approach is to stir up any controversy that's out there and watch the ratings roll in.
Sure,
he's a pretty ruthless character, and he's up and rising. He says in. That he has the best market share in basic cable, so
he's bulletproof.
I'm bulletproof. And I'm definitely jealous of keeping that position and being top dog in the pundit TV world.
Sure. Well, let's put these two characters together. We have Jerry Gold, the TV pundit, the very opinionated TV pundit, liking to stir things up. And we have Catherine Powell, who has a lot to win or lose in this whole thing, is taking over in the CEO. Let's put them together.
And we're back for more of The Straight Story. Our guest is Catherine Powell, the CEO of Paradigm. A newly appointed CEO of Paradigm. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jerry. Glad to be here.
Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I should mention I do have a PC in my office that runs Paradigm software on my internets.
That's great.
Boy, that thing is so slow. It's like I'm watching that little hourglass all day long. Care to comment?
No.
What's your market cap?
Market cap? Roughly... 300 billion.
And falling. Headcount.
Excuse me?
How many employees worldwide?
I guess somewhere around...
111,000 worldwide, which makes you larger than 23 sovereign nations around the world, both in population and wealth.
Okay, I'll have to take your word for that.
So Paradigm is really like its own small nation.
No, we're proud to be a United States corporation, and...
Well, according to UPI, the Malaysian government, and filmmaker Oliver Stone, you had a hand in the bunker bombing near Singapore, and now another in Uruguay.
Jerry, this is just another example of our poisonous media culture. People can level accusations without any basis.
And yet, despite all that muscle, it looks like Paradigm is going down the tubes. Will you ask Congress for a bailout?
What? Of course not. Paradigm is one of the industry's leading...
Ah, come on, Catherine. Between the government crawling up your fannies, accusations of drone bombings, and rumors of Elliot Leeds back from the dead, your stock has tanked. I know, my broker called me, bleeding from the ear, screaming, sell, sell. Comment?
Well, for one, we've cooperated fully with the government's inquiry and have essentially settled that matter. As for the other two points you raised, they don't even merit a response.
So you say lies?
Those reports are false, yes.
What about Elliot Leeds? Have you spoken with him? What's his take on all this?
Elliot Leeds passed away many months ago. Now let's put this silly tabloid gossip aside and talk about Paradigm and its products. For example, we're launching an exciting new game console this...
Hey, hold on a second. Our producer's barking in my ear. What's that? You're kidding. That's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to believe this, but we have something absolutely unprecedented breaking right here in our studio.
What's going on?
Elliot Leeds, or at least an amazing replica of him. I hope no one is pulling our leg here. has just begun transmitting into our system. How's that possible, Phil? It's like he hacked in. Like one of those hackers. Amazing. Folks, we are about to give you the first ever interview with a... I don't even know what to call him. A Cyberman. How's that? Here he is, live. Well, sort of. Founder of Paradigm, Elliot Leeds.
And if you want to get Elliot Leeds, you'll have to come to Civic Theater beginning Friday night for the play 2.0 and find out what happens from here. Ron Foyard as Jerry Gold, Julie Berghammer as Catherine Powell, and with me the director, Chris Woolley. While I want to certainly congratulate each of you two actors on really great delivery and take nothing away from that, it's really good writing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really authentic writing. And that must be really a lot of fun for you just to be able to deliver.
Absolutely.
To deliver those words.
Yeah, it really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. And it just has an authenticity of how it would be done.
How
each
it would
of you.
Actually be. Yeah.
And it's the most contemporary piece I've ever been in. I mean, the author updates references to current events in the show every once in a while. I guess I shouldn't give away, but there's some references, things here that'll be so topical, people will go, wow, when did they write this?
It'll be just like the update that came into Jerry Gold's ear from his producer.
Working in my ear.
Maybe Chris Woolley, that'll be your job to update him every show and see if you can keep this thing utterly contemporary.
We've been communicating with the playwright pretty regularly.
Oh,
right before we went into production of this, the playwright sent us a brand new version. So we actually had to print off our own copies of the script just to get all these new updates going on.
Yeah, and full disclosure, Catherine Powell was actually reading her text off of her flat thing. So,
Yay, technology.
Technology.
Lovely. So this is what haven't we covered? What are some of the deeper issues? I mean, we've alluded to what is real, you know, can somebody be so, you know, so much embedded into so much cyber stuff that it's as if they are real, or what's that real? Are there any other issues that come out about the modern world in this play from any of you?
One thing that's kind of interesting is the format in which this production's done. It's kind of a multimedia mixture, so it's not just straight stage play that's happening. And it's not a movie or a TV show that we're watching on a screen. It's kind of a combination between the two of them. And I've never seen a live performance that's integrated the technology aspect quite as much as this is done. We've got live actors that are being recorded and projected on stage. We have stage actors that are interacting live with those actors. We have multimedia stuff, video clips, slideshows that are going on the entire time. And then you intermix that aspect with all the live theatrical stuff, and it's kind of a cool reflection on this type of piece as being something that's a little bit more progressive and embracing technology as a medium.
And the most cosmic thing that could happen from there would be if all the technology fell apart one
Don't
night
jinx
during
us.
The play.
Yeah. No, that's not fair. We've been working hard to have backups upon backups.
Perfect. And anything from the other two of you of insights or thoughts that doing this play has given you? You know, about this whole subject of us old people living in the modern world. I don't know.
It's definitely made me question some things. Good conversations have come out of it, you know. I think it's very thought-provoking, and I think people are going to leave and really be like, oh, you know, what is that? Is he real? Is he not real? To me, that's the most exciting part about it, so... Yeah.
Are there going to be talkbacks or anything relative to this?
There is a talkback on March 10th. Because we have the video set up that's happening with it, we're actually going to be Skyping with the playwright.
Oh, perfect.
So he's going to be joining us, digitally speaking. That's one of Catherine's lines. Yeah. But joining us so we can have that talkback with the cast and the playwright so we can get some perspective and use technology for it, too.
And so another hopeful possibility of a technological meltdown.
Yeah. I like the life imitates art aspect of it.
Yeah.
This is great. This play called 2.0, which opens at Spokane Civic Theater this Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2. And then it's the usual sequence of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2 through the 25th of this month. So sounds like a lot of fun, like you guys are having a good time doing this.
Absolutely, yes.
Good. Okay, so that's that play opening downstairs at Civic, where all kinds of fascinating things like this can happen.